USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking at the National League of Cities event this afternoon, President Joe Biden said he's going to raise the standard for government projects to be considered as made in America.
Any federal project president for since 1939 has been able to say that entire project has to be made in America before I'm going to pay for it. Well, guess what? It was 55% of the product was made in America was thought to be made in America. I'm changing that. It has to be a minimum of 75%, and then, because where in the hell is it written saying we can't manufacture things in America again?
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has said that the federal interest rate will be going up a quarter point on Wednesday, and there will be at least two more interest rate hikes before the end of the year to try to slow inflation and not send the country into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Ukraine's president will be looking for more help from the American government on Wednesday.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address all members of Congress on Wednesday morning. Zelensky will update the House and Senate on the brutal Russian invasion of his nation just days after Congress sent roughly $14 billion in lethal and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a letter to lawmakers that Congress remains unwavering in our commitment to supporting Ukraine as they face Putin's cruel and diabolical aggression. I'm Lance Pry.
More than 2 years after the Boy Scouts of America sought bankruptcy protection amid an onslaught of child sex abuse allegations, a judge will determine whether to confirm its proposed reorganization plan in a trial that starts today. It'll stretch over several weeks as attorneys and witnesses battle over a host of complex issues, including insurance rights, liability releases, and the value of 80,000 or more child sex abuse claims, and how such a huge number of claims came to be filed. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Art auction saw a record year in 2021 with $17.1 billion in sales as that market continues its rapid growth in Asia and the United States, recovering from its coronavirus slump, according to the experts named Art Price. That figure marked a 60% increase from 2020 when sales were hit by the initial disruption of the COVID-19 pandemic. It was boosted by a number of big-name auctions, such as the $45 million Bocelli and the $34.9 billion Frida Kahlo sales in New York. There was also the landmark moment when digital artist Beeple sold an NFT for $69 million, the third highest figure ever paid for a living artist. Colorectal cancer is expected to claim the lives of more than 52,000 Americans this year, according to the American Cancer Society. This is why, as the world tries to return to normalcy after the COVID-19 pandemic, doctors say health screenings, particularly for cancer, should be made an urgent priority. The U.S. Preventative Service Task Force said colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States, yet about a quarter of people ages 50 to 75 have never been screened for this devastating disease. Doctors are trying to raise awareness that even people in their 40s should be getting screened. There are multiple ways to reduce the risk of colon cancer, including understanding when you should get screened. And Major League Baseball camps reopened yesterday. The players are back, and the first exhibition games are on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.